ده براكسيس فصل من عمل الأبان الرسول الأصحاب المشمولين بنعمة الروح القدس بركة المقدسة فلتكن معنا آمين.
And about that time there was a great commotion about the way. For a certain man named
Demetrius,
a silversmith, whose silver shrine of Diana brought no small profit to the craftsmen, he called them together with the workers of similar occupation and said, "Men, you are that we have our profit by this trade. Moreover, you see and hear that not only the Ephesus, but through all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying there are not gods which made with hands. So not only this trade is ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana may be despised and her magnificence destroyed, who all Asia and the world worship. Now hear this." They were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of Ephesus." So the whole city was filled up with confusion and rushed into the theater with one accord. Have said Gas and Paul's traveled companions. And when Paul wanted to go into the people, disciples would not allow him. Then some of the officials of Asia, who were friends, sent him, pleading that he would not have virtue into the theater. Some, therefore, cried one thing, saying, and some another, for assembly was confused. Most of them did not know why they had come together, and drew Alexandra out of the multitude. And Jews put him forward. And Alexandra motioned with his hand. He wanted to make his defense to the people. But when they found out that he was a Jew, all one voices cried out about 2 hours, "Great is Diana of Ephesus." And when the city clerk had quieted the crowd, and he said, "Men of Ephesus, what man is there who does not know that the city of Ephesus is the temple guardian of the great goddess Diana? For the image fell down from Zeus. Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. You have brought these men here, who are neither robbers of the temple nor blasphemen of your goddess. Therefore, if Dimitri and his fellow craftsmen have case against anyone, the court are open and there are no proscripts. Let them bring changes against one another. But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined if it's lawful assembly. For we are the danger of being called in the question for today uproar, there being no reason which may give this account for the disorder gathering." And when he has said these things, he dismissed the assembly.